Hi everyone, welcome to Bech Slapped. I'm Aileen.
I'm Samantha.
And we have this incredible guest. Who are you? State your name.
I am the jury. Ryan Serhant.
Welcome.
Yes,
Ryan, you're an amazing TV personality, real estate agent also you do on the side, right?
On the side, yeah. And I do Million Dollar Listing New York on Bravo.
Yes.
For most people know me.
That's
from.
Where most people know you. I've seen like your ads too. I know you from there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, good.
Like somewhere.
People say that. They have developers and people who are like, well, if we're going to hire you, stick your face on the ad for our apartment or our building and we're going to put it on like subways and stuff.
On benches too.
Yeah, like
benches
I'm just
and, like,
thinking
kiosks
that,
and telephones.
Episode of Modern Family when like Phil has his face on a bench and like someone's constantly sitting on it. Like I don't know.
Exactly.
There was
like
some
that Paul Rudd
there.
Movie. What is it? I Love You Man. And he gets those billboards put up. Yeah. Maybe I'm gonna do that. Maybe
you should.
That'd be great.
We hear you're up for Forbes Man of the Year as well.
Really?
How did you know that?
Oh, no.
I have no idea.
Oh, that's
All I do is sell real estate all day long.
Oh, he's like, I'm just up for fourth man.
So where can people follow you on Insta? Are you like big on your Insta game?
Yes. Yeah. Insta's my favorite. I think for most people too, right? Especially in real estate. I got into it from just for real estate because it was visual. It was a way that I could go to sellers and say, hey, listen, I'll also put your property here. But at Ryan Serhant. So it's mostly real estate. My ridiculous day and my wife. People like my wife though. I could post
like
a $100 million property. No one cares. I post one photo of Amelia like walking down the street and people are like, oh my God.
I like how she calls you out. That's my favorite thing on the show.
Yeah, she does.
Also like the really nice apartments. When I'm bored, I literally just go through Street Easy
and
look at all the things that I don't have.
Yeah. I love looking at real estate porn. Like I pretty much like, I'm pretty sure the reason I like moved into my apartment was because of like the rendering on Street Easy was like so beautiful clear. And I don't know if I would have liked it
3D
as much
model.
If not for the rendering.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. We talk to people now, we have to sell property based on thumbnails and like little photos that are on your phone that are really, really tiny.
Really?
And so when we sit with people and we're like, listen, the images are the most important. We've got to get your property like beautiful for that main money shot photo.
Right, just
because
for one
people,
photo.
Yeah, they don't even click past it anymore because most people are just on their phones at any price point. So we have to be unswipeable. Like we want people to not swipe past us. So like that's why you see a lot of like red chairs and blue carpets and like pops of color in that main listing photo because it attracts the eye and like yellows, same thing like yellow cabs.
True.
The little secret tips that you use when that main listing photo to keep people from swiping by, it changes everything. It can mean the difference between selling and not selling.
It's honestly so interesting because like if I see a building that I like or just like a picture, I'll click it and then I'll see like, let's see more about this building. And then every apartment has the exact same photos, but I
click
through.
Because they're all renderings.
I click through every single one
of
them.
You're literally making me want to like go look at
I'm going
to
take a lunch break.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you get started in real estate?
I graduated college. I went to Hamilton, and I graduated in 2006, and I came to the city to be an actor. And I did a soap opera called As the World Turns, and
that's
then
a
the
pretty
writers,
famous one.
Yeah, and the writers' strike happened. If you remember, in 2008, like when the Daily Show went off the air and stuff.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And so then, I was killed off. Actually, I killed everybody. I was a doctor with my secret syringe, and then if you YouTube
this
it's I was Dr. Evan Walsh IV.
Dr. Drake Ramore.
Yeah, exactly. It was the same thing. And I was a really good doctor until the writer's strike hit, and then the soaps lost their money, right? Because like reruns of Dog the Bounty Hunter at the time on CBS would crush the ratings, but As World Turns, like people just didn't watch anymore. And so all of a sudden I got a script that said that I was going to take my grandmother hostage on the roof of the hospital, awaiting my helicopter to take me to the Caribbean where I could do my research in peace. Yeah. And then she called my aunt, and my aunt came up, and she like completely surprised me, and I was like, what's up? And then she wrestled, and I stabbed myself in the heart with a syringe, and I died. And then I was out of a job, and that was the worst. And then I got into hand modeling, and I held phones for AT&T for a while. There was billboards everywhere. That was actually the first time
You're
I was ever on billboards.
Truly Derek Zoolander.
The world's greatest hand model.
Yes.
No,
so I held phones for AT&T for for a long time.
And I have AT&T.
That was the way better paying than As the World Turns by far.
You need to do.
Did you get weekly manicures?
I had manicures all the time. I wore Lubriderm gloves to sleep. I was very into my lotions.
This is the best story.
This is a true story. This is my life.
Your life is the best story. You should post like TBTs of just your hands.
I have, and people don't. If you Google like Ryan Serhant hand model, it's a weird Google search. Because I held all the Nespresso. When Nespresso came out, I was holding all the capsules.
Yeah.
And you'd have to like bend your metatarsal and the third finger. And so you get these hand masseuses to come through because your hands would cramp up. It's a really hard job, is what I'm saying.
Do you have any hand workouts for us to try?
No, I would just like, you'd have to like stretch your fingers all the time.
Oh my God.
Right? And always like stretch. And you have those stress balls.
Yeah.
On set. Yeah. And so then I was like, you know what? I can't just be a hand model all the time. And I had a friend from college who said, in between auditions and hand jobs, you should get a...
Do you crack your knuckles?
Do I?
Yeah.
I try not to.
It's bad for them, right?
Same.
Yeah, yeah. But I was successful as a hand model because I have like really long fingers and I don't have any... Like, it's hard to find veins or, like, any marks on them.
Oh, my God. I'm self-conscious of my hands right now. I need to put them away.
Which made me a little bit like, man, maybe I'm not a man hands. Like, I've, like... Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah. And so then my friend told me to get into real estate so I could, like, pay my rent. And I would just rent apartments. And I lived in Koreatown at the time on 31st Street. And so I rented apartments at the beginning. And that's how I started. And my first day was September 15th, 2008, which was the day Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, my God.
Really good day.
Yeah, it was a great day.
Yeah.
Worst day ever.
Yeah.
For a lot of people. But for me, I was like, well, this is different.
Yeah.
I'm not getting my hands painted today.
Right.
And, this
no
will be
airbrush.
Fun.
And yeah, so, like, exactly. No turning back. You were just...
No, I mean, I didn't take it too seriously at the beginning. I the last thing I ever wanted to do in life was be a real estate agent or have like a job. You know, I didn't want to like sit at a desk. That's why I came to New York in the first place. I wanted to do theater and like film and run around. And the
jazz
hand modeling
hands.
Thing was just so, exactly. Yeah. The hand modeling thing was just so random. But that's what's great about New York, right? That I could literally like try and fail at so many random types of jobs. I was a flyer guy for Equinox, passing out flyers. I sold sandwiches. You know, did all that stuff. But because it's New York City and literally every single block is a different world, I could do it all in the same place and see where life takes me. And that's what happened. And then I started renting apartments. And then I took somebody to an apartment, I think for $2,000 a month. And brokerage fees when you're renting apartments are typically like 1 month's rent.
Right.
Especially small apartments in the city.
Negotiate.
Yeah, if you negotiate, right? So 1 month's rent. And then when you're a new agent, the brokerage company takes 50% of that.
Right.
So I think I met somebody, I got them on Craigslist, took them around for a day, and they rented an apartment for $2,000. And that means my pay that day was $1,000. And I literally that day I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do this.
Sort of convincing me to become a real estate.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand why have I been like,
excuse me, I can't.
Why have I been using my hands so much? I just show people apartments all day. And then you don't realize how hard it is and how people lie to you and they'll, you know, lie to your face to save $5 and
then
you get a nice hardened soul, but it's good.
So were you a hand model when, was it your hands that attracted you, Amelia to you?
No, Amelia thought I was gay, actually. I met her in 2011 at a Hanukkah party, and neither of us are Jewish. And I went there to meet a developer, and she was working for that developer on a two-week stay here from Greece. So she's Greek from Athens, and so she came here literally just for 2 weeks to see her brother. And during those 2 weeks, an overachiever, so she like went and got a part-time job. With a developer named Sonny Asser, and it was at his townhouse that he was trying to sell. And I walked in with another guy, and so she assumed I was gay, and so she came and started talking to me, and I was like, hey, guess what? I'm not gay.
Boom.
Exactly.
And then
right. Want to see my hands?
Yeah.
That was my life.
Actually a hand model.
So wait, where's the best place to like buy an apartment or rent? Is it different like to rent and buy?
Yeah, renting, I mean.
What about right now? Like, where should we invest if we could buy some real estate right now?
Yeah, I'm always thinking
about.
In the
city, same. Yeah. I'm always like, where will we?
And how much money do I need?
Yeah.
It's complicated. It's, I mean, renting, remember that New York City is 70% rental at all times.
Okay.
So, you know, there's rentals everywhere. And most New Yorkers are renters. Even if you look at them, you think they must own a really crazy place. They probably rent it. And they own, like, a vacation home.
Right.
Because a lot of people, because rents are relatively, low. And I know that's crazy to say because people think rents are so high in New York, but yeah. based on what they cost to own, rents aren't that bad in New York City. But
like
to purchase,
to maintenance?
Yeah, compared to maintenance right. and taxes and a mortgage, like right. it's hard
Adult
to sometimes
words.
Make exactly. yeah. It's hard sometimes to make owning seem more affordable. But in New York, people buy here because you buy, let's say, for $500,000, and in a couple years it could be worth $800,000 or $1 million. Mm-hmm. You can't do that anywhere else. So that's why people True. Do it. And if you rent, you're not going to make money, right? You're literally just
no,
kind of
you're wasting
renting.
Money.
Exactly. Right. So, but for purchasing, Brooklyn. I mean, everything we do now that's amazing deals are like Greenpoint, Bed-Stuy, Bushwick, Red Hook.
Yeah.
Like those places are coming up so, so fast. I have a huge event in Pacific Heights, Prospect Heights today, which is by the Barclays Center, which is
yeah.
awesome.
So I live in Williamsburg, and when they close the L, do you think I should buy an apartment in Williamsburg?
Should buy an apartment. And I think that right now, Williamsburg is having a hard time. I think right now, because the fear of what's about to yeah. happen freaks people out.
So I should buy now.
I think you should buy
go
now.
Go out and buy
I think you should leave.
See
I think you should leave. Unhook your microphone, and you should go.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, at least you'll have an aim when you're looking at real estate later.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. That's true. No, I already look at it.
Yes.
In Williamsburg, it will get cheaper.
Yeah.
But like we were talking before we started the podcast, right? A
yeah.
big thing that's changed in the last 2 years and how people look for real estate now is their Via, Lyft,
right.
Uber budget. So they factor in, like it used to be that you just factor in, okay, 104, whatever the dollar is for a Metro card, right? Now you kind of just say, you know what? I'd rather get a bigger place that's not in Chelsea or not in
yeah.
the West Village or not on the Upper West Side. I'll go to the outskirts, but I'll just factor in what that daily cost is just to get there. And then I don't have to take the train. Then I can get more work done in the car. I'm not surrounded by four people who are, you know, petting my dog, right?
Yeah,
dog
they love
about.
My dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you actually become more productive. And then you're actually, I look at it as a way of like, you're paying yourself, right? You'll make it up in...
Is that like a millennial thing, or do you think that that's just like anybody's, just like you? Like, I feel like older people are like have trouble like getting this whole Via thing or
yes.
like getting involved with that. Do you think that's just like a millennial
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, have you ever been in a Via with like a very old person?
No, I've only been in Vias where people just talk to me and I just can't handle it.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
like, I literally have blinders on, please don't talk to me.
Yes,
yeah.
It's definitely a millennial thing. But that's, you know, that's who like we work with most
right.
of the time, right? Is first time home buyers and where they want to purchase and how
yeah.
they factor in what their budgets are. I mean, for $1 million, you can get maybe a one bedroom apartment in the East Village. Like you can get a whole house in Bushwick.
Right.
So,
and mansion.
Yeah,
and your
crazy.
House will be worth a lot more
it
in
will
like
be.
5 years.
Because then you think, oh my gosh, this is a whole house for $1 million. Like this won't always be the case, and it won't be. And so you see a lot of people doing
it's
that now.
Crazy.
I want a
what?
House in Bushwick for my
Let's go. Let's go.
I
want to
yeah. get a house in Dumbo. I feel like
house
that's the Tribeca of
yeah,
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like less particular about the specific neighborhood because I don't know that much about the Brooklyn neighborhoods. I just want like a really pretty house with beautiful furniture.
I've
there
been
you go.
Learning.
Yeah.
See, goals.
What's,
yeah.
what's the craziest thing that's like most absurd thing that's ever happened when of showing an apartment?
It's always kind of
that's not staged by Bravo.
Yeah, I wish Bravo staged things. It would make my life so much easier. You know, we've walked in on people who are like, we think that no one's home, and then they're actually home, and they're like having sex.
Really?
Yeah, that's happened twice. I don't understand. Like, I figured you'd knock. Like, when we
right.
knock, they'd say,
like
don't come in.
You've seen them in the act?
Right.
No, more like you're about to open the bedroom, and they're like, don't come in!
Like, wouldn't they have, like, stopped you, like, a while?
Like, how did you get in?
They're not focused.
Because of the key.
Yeah,
oh,
they're
right.
not focused. And we have the keys.
Right, right.
Because
right.
we're getting access.
Oh.
So just know that if we say we're coming to show the apartment at 1 o'clock, don't
right.
be having sex at 1 o'clock.
Right.
I don't know
True.
What to say.
True. Right.
Reschedule.
Yeah, like 12:30, depends
yeah.
on how much time you have.
Right.
Yeah, that. And other than that, I just think that... I don't know. We've had, you know, people bring their dogs and the dogs like go to the bathroom on really expensive carpets in the living room.
Yeah.
And, like, what do you do in that situation? It's terrible. I had someone like just sit on a glass dining table and the table completely shattered.
Why would they sit on
Was
that?
It someone's or like a staged dining table?
No, it was like that. It was that seller's.
Person's?
Yeah. It was a buyer of mine. So it was like the worst experience of my life.
So
what
do you
what
do in that situation?
You say, listen, I'm so sorry. send me the bill. We'll take care of it. It was more embarrassing for my client because I don't know why he decided just to sit there. I don't think he actually really thought about it. He just sort
right.
of like leaned up and then propped himself
yeah.
up and then the thing just went, it was like an explosion of glass.
He probably does that in his own dining room.
Right. And it's,
yeah.
I don't know.
Highly embarrassing.
He has much sturdier glass.
He was testing it out. Yeah. For which he wants to buy it.
Yes.
My friend once popped one of those like exercise balls at the gym. I feel like it's sort of like that.
That's super embarrassing.
That's so just embarrassing. I won't call her out by name. What? Yeah, she was just like, I don't know, she was just sitting there like not really knowing what was going on.
Like bouncing.
And it was like in a college gym too.
She must be traumatized. She'll never go on one of those.
She's actually not. She's like not like a large person. It just like happened. Right. So she wasn't like that embarrassed. She just thought it was funny. She has like a larger butt, but like maybe that was it.
I don't know. Or those exercise balls get destroyed by people. So. Yeah.
But I think it's sort of like that. Should we talk about some pop culture? Things are going on?
Definitely.
Okay.
What are the big things?
Okay, Justin Timberlake is apparently performing at the Super Bowl 14 years later after the Janet's nip slip. Right.
Yes.
Is that exciting to anyone?
It would be more exciting if Janet was also performing.
I think you should do it as a surprise, right?
Maybe she might come out.
Maybe she will.
2017, I feel, has been a year of crazy, weird surprises, both good and bad.
Yeah.
And so I think he should. What did he say in his interview? That he was going to make everything, like he wanted to do a performance about unity and unifying everybody together.
Yeah.
So I think he should bring her back.
Maybe Justin both nips will be out this time.
And they should both take knees, right?
Yeah.
He should take his nipple out. That would
be great. Justin Timberlake, the new Gandhi.
Yeah, yes. I mean, when he did his like medley thing, where was that? Like, do you remember that?
Is that a SNL thing? I feel like he's done it there too. No?
It was like an actual award show, like a
great. Oh, it was probably like MTV Music Awards.
It was so good. If he does something like that again, like,
I would insane.
Watch it.
Yeah, of course.
That's the most you could really do.
Yeah, no, he's great for it. I think, who did it before?
Was Gaga.
It Gaga? I was at that Super Bowl. That was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, in Houston.
Was it good? Did you like all the drones?
The most insane thing ever.
Yeah.
Yes, there were lots of drones.
Yeah.
But it's like you can barely see any of that because it was so high up.
Oh, really?
But then Bruno Mars did it before. I just saw Bruno Mars in concert. That guy can perform.
Really?
That guy's awesome. If you've not seen Bruno Mars in concert, you should.
No, I haven't. Yeah, I've only seen him at the Victorious. I wasn't there, but watching him perform.
He's insane. He's an amazing performer.
Yeah, he's very high energy.
I mean, that makes sense why all of his songs are played like one after the other at all weddings.
Yeah.
And then it sort of just drives me a little nuts. Like I just dance to a song that sounds just like this. So I get the whole performing thing, but I don't know.
So last year there were Jones. Maybe this year there'll be like some holograms. Something.
Yeah.
Although if you're like at the Super Bowl and there's a hologram, like you can't see it, right?
Or you can. I don't know.
No, maybe not.
You can.
Oh, can you?
There was like that concert like with Tupac and it was like a hologram of him.
Oh, right.
And like people saw it and then they thought it was weird.
Yeah.
So maybe it's more accepted now.
Totally changed subject, but JT, I guess. So Jessica Biel, did you watch The Sinner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you? So now I see Justin Timberlake and I think about his wife and I think about The Sinner and those last two episodes and it totally messes me up.
So you watched the whole?
I did not watch the whole end.
You didn't watch the end?
You're the one who told me to watch it.
I know, but then I went on vacation and I got like
distracted.
I
don't want to give anything away to anyone
about that show.
It's all weird.
You're not the only one listening to it.
Spoilers.
I'm not going to spoil anything, but don't you feel like it was like annoying that in the beginning she was like this like, sort of crazy person and she was like lying to the detectives and that was the exciting part and then all of a sudden in one episode she was like a victim?
Yes. It happened really quickly.
Like
it almost felt like they were like, oh shoot, we don't have any episodes left. Yeah. We got to like come to a conclusion.
Yeah. Like
she was kind of a victim in the beginning too of like all that like weird stuff.
You didn't watch it.
Yeah, but I watched like a lot. I watched 4 or 5 episodes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw.
I thought it was going to be something totally different.
But she was really good in it.
She was awesome. Yeah. She had a great performance.
Yeah, it was dark. I didn't.
Yes, it was dark.
Do you watch Mr. Robot?
No, I have to watch that. But I've been watching American Horror Story Cult. I have one episode to be caught up, and it's good.
Do you like horror stuff?
So much TV. A little bit. I don't go out of my way to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you watch yourself on Million Dollar Listing?
We have to.
Really?
Because Bravo will make us like live tweet and do all that.
Is
and
it,
I watch it because my mom and my grandmother will call me and say, why did you say that? Why did you do that? You were a bad boy.
What's it?
Like what didn't they like, your mom and your grandma?
You know, they're very wholesome and very nice. So they, you know, I distinctly remember after season 1.
Where'd you grow up?
Outside Boston.
Okay.
Born in Texas, grew up outside Boston. I remember after season 1, I think it was after one of the first couple episodes, my mom called me and said, you know, sometimes the things that you think are funny are not funny to other people. And I'll never forget that phone call. I was in my office and I was like, oh.
It's so disheartening.
Point taken.
That's funny.
Yep.
I feel like I just learned a lesson through you.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
She talked to my mom. She's full of lessons all the time. She just beat you down one lesson at a time.
That's sweet. Exactly. Maybe we should send this to her. She'll appreciate this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sammy, what was that thing that you were doing on your Insta story today? You took like some good pictures of food.
Oh, it was from last night. I got my HelloFresh order. First of all, it was like the greatest surprise ever. I was starving when I got home. I did not know what I was going to eat. And I'm like trying to save money and not order Seamless and Postmates so much.
Right.
So my HelloFresh order, my HelloFresh like kit arrived. It had three meals in it. And it came like in like amazing packaging. It was like all just like so easy. I literally took one out and I made these like butternut squash ravioli things. Like it was the easiest thing.
Wait, that sounds so good.
So good. Only took 30 minutes. And like, how else would I make butternut squash ravioli if not in with like this kit?
You need to go to a restaurant. Was it expensive?
No. So, well, actually, we have a code we can offer our listeners for $30 off your first HelloFresh order. If you go to HelloFresh.com and enter slapped30 as your code. But it's apparently now it's under $10 a meal, which is like...
$10 a meal. That's so cheap.
Less than $10 a meal. And
oh my God.
Healthy. It's actually healthy. Like, you can never get healthy food for less than $10. But like, this is like, honestly, very, very convenient. And like, pretty much the only thing I know how to do is saute onions. So I felt super accomplished after this.
That sounds amazing. I am going to definitely try it. So it's slapped30 is the discount code for everyone who's listening.
At HelloFresh.com.
Yeah.
And it's like really delicious and healthy and easy. And you can
I think I read that they have like registered dietitians like crafting their like menu and their meals. So that's like actually really gotta try it.
Right.
Otherwise I'm gonna eat like skinny pop in my underwear tonight.
Right. It felt like very balanced because even though I was eating like pasta, it still felt like healthy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good. And it's like portioned well, so you're not gonna like overeat. You don't have to make like, the whole box of pasta. Like,
okay.
It's just
that's
for
good.
You. But yeah, and then you can fool people into them thinking that you're like this really competent chef
Stewart.
On your Instagram.
Yeah.
Like you
which
just
like
thought
I
about
just
me.
Thought, okay, well yeah. Everyone, it's $30 off your first order. Use our exclusive code SLAPPED30
at HelloFresh.com. Yay.
Yay.
Speaking of advice.
Yeah, let's do.
Should we get into Dear Betch question?
Dear Betch. Okay, so people email us. We told you for advice.
Yes.
We give it.
Speaking of emails, if you are, for our listeners, if you would like our advice on anything, email us at slapped@betches.com. We'll answer you, maybe.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Should I read the first one?
Yes, go okay. for it.
Dear Betch, hey Betches, how are y'all so wise? Love listening to the podcast. Especially enjoy the gun debate you had right after Vegas. Very enlightening view of different perspectives.
Wow.
So, I know, right? So I want to know your thoughts on dirty roommates and how to deal with them. I have a really gross roommate and I always find myself feeling bad about constantly asking her to clean up after herself. But I also find it incredibly annoying to have to clean up after her.
Yeah.
There's also something super awkward about continually asking an adult woman to not leave food out on the counter, rinse her dishes before putting them in the dishwasher, actually put her dishes in the dishwasher, take out the trash, or even flush her shit. Like, ew, that's really gross. Okay.
This girl sounds like an animal.
Like she never grew up.
Is this your dog? Yeah. Is she confused?
Yeah, I'm always flushing Bruce's shit. Is it okay to nag your roommate if they are especially disgusting? When is the correct balance of biting your tongue and wiping the peanut butter off of her spoons and speaking up so you're not essentially her maid? Help me and meet Betches everywhere find the balance between being a nag and being a pushover. Best, Lizzie. Well, as a person who is very compulsive about keeping things clean, you need to live alone.
I think is the
thing.
I think you don't say anything and just move.
Yeah, but it is a tough situation. I was in a situation when I first moved in the city.
Yeah.
It was me and two guys, and we lived in a one bedroom that we converted to three bedrooms, like classic first apartment.
Yeah.
And myself and one guy were very, very clean, and then another guy, his name was Dan, I will call him out. It was the messiest guy ever. Mm-hmm. But at least it was me and another guy who could like force him. And we basically were like, listen, we're gonna penalize you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're gonna do. We will hurt you. Right. You have to clean up after yourself. We can't live with you.
Yeah.
And then it's like, listen, dude, you gotta move out. You know, if this isn't, sometimes people are just not compatible.
Yeah. I really believe you cannot make a messy person clean. The same way you can't make a clean person tolerate mess.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Like, you can't.
That's true.
Like, the person, like, if they did not grow up, like doing the dishes or just decide that was, like, something they wanted, then they're, like, never going to do it.
Different levels of accepting messy. Like, I used to live with a roommate. I was the OCD clean one. Now I live with my boyfriend and I'm the messy one.
Sure.
So, like, there is, like, a spectrum.
Right. There's also, like, certain things. So, like, I really don't like to do the dishes. So, like, I'll leave them, like, 2 days. things. Like, yeah. As long as there's like a low number of dishes,
you have to soak it.
I'll leave.
Yeah, the soap. You soak it.
Right. As long as my mom's
helping.
Soaking isn't a thing.
Yeah. No, I agree with soaking. You can soak, I'll soak, but only like a low number of dishes.
Yeah.
But like, I'm okay with that. But then if it gets to a certain point, I'm like, not okay. Some people literally cannot have a dish in the sink for
right.
a minute.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm a soaker.
Yeah.
I like a very
you
clean
just put
house.
The thing in.
I think it's because I'm also addicted to, like, because I sell apartments all day and I know what sells and what doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, this has to look perfect at all times, just right. in case. And Amelia's like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
We're not selling the apartment today. And like, but let's say, listen, we always got to be prepared.
Yeah.
Right? We got to be ready to go
right.
at any
That's
time.
Literally yeah. exactly how I am Same. With my boyfriend. I'm like, why do we have to live in like a hotel-esque environment? Like, can it look
it's
slightly
nice.
Lived in? Like, I can leave one hair on the floor. Just let me live.
Yeah.
Like,
I just think like, you just sort of have like what you're okay with. Like,
no. Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, so those two roommates should move out.
She
yeah.
should, if they're actually friends, I feel like she
if
needs to move
out. She's flushing her roommate's toilet.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Like, if you are not the kind of person who like automatically like flushes your shit, like no one can change you.
Yeah, I think maybe something's wrong with that person.
I think if you're like extremely messy, like that's like a psychological issue.
Yeah.
I have a sneaking also suspicion that this roommate isn't a roommate, but an animal, as we suggested, and she's just highly confused.
Right, or it's like her boyfriend, and she doesn't want to like. You know.
Okay, should we play some games?
Yeah, let's play some games.
Running out of time, just because she's like talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay. One of our favorite games to play is Would You Rather. So one of our Would You Rathers we have for today, I think it was.
We also play it on our off time. Like we play Would You.
Like
we've been
play
playing
time.
All the time.
It's a true passion, not just a work passion.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather your significant other constantly have your back and tell you how great you are all the time, or push you to reach your full potential and never let you chill for a sec all the time?
Wait, would you rather...
You basically have a significant other who, like, enables you to, like...
Or destroys you,
yeah.
you'll end up being better?
No. Or, like, I guess, yeah.
I get it.
Or they're really hard on
this
you and you end up better.
Right. Is it my... Should I answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
100% option B. Because I think you can only ever be happy if you're happy with yourself. So
right.
I'd much rather be happy with myself because my significant other pushed me to a place where I'm happier with myself than
right.
being sad with myself and then just have a significant other who's like, it's okay, baby. Everything's
right.
gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be great. That's like the
no,
most
it's not.
That's the
right.
most improved player attitude.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
that's where kids get in trouble, and I don't like that at all.
Right. Like it's really a choice of like, would you rather like comfort or like growth?
Yeah.
So like
it's
you're always
parenting.
Be comfortable
yeah.
or ultimately end up better, probably more fulfilled if you're like reaching
if I had
potential.
A there has to be a midpoint if this wasn't a would you rather.
Well, this
game.
Is a would you rather. You only get to choose one.
Yeah, I don't know. The other one sounds like
it's a tough. That's
I
a tough.
I wouldn't
love
want
love.
Them to be like my significant other. Like I'd rather them my mom, which is
or
how
your,
she
or
is.
Or your coach, your life coach.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you have to pick. So
okay, let's do another one. We do this actually also. I did. I chose the second one.
B. Okay.
Yeah.
Too.
Because
I,
like.
Yeah.
I can't. People say, "Oh, this is great." I'm like, no, it's not.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah. Then you end up living with an enabler.
Okay.
Yes.
Not an alcoholic.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather live in the nicest house on a shitty block or the shittiest house on the nicest block? And the house is exactly the same in both scenarios.
Yeah. Oh, the house is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then but it's
you
like,
want the shittiest house on the nicest block.
Agreed, because it makes your shitty house look nicer.
And it makes your shitty house
Wait.
More valuable because you're surrounded by better people and you are only as good as the crowd you associate yourself with.
Oh, okay.
Plus it will probably
What's up?
Plus
like
it will probably keep you humble.
Yeah.
Instead
and
of
security is
like,
probably really
right.
good. I have this conversation with people a lot though.
Yeah.
That's a would you rather every day for me. Because people are like, but over there it's so nice. I'm like, but there you could die. Over here, there's really, really fancy people in your building. I know it's smaller and not as nice relative to the rest of the building, but it's a good investment. And if those people bought here, then you must be in good company.
Right. It's sort of like similar to the other would you rather question we just answered. Would you rather like the thing that pushes you up or the thing that kind of keeps you?
Yeah, because if you're the nicest house on the shittiest block, then then there's only one shark in the sea, right?
Yeah, that's
and then where are you
going to
go from there? Where do you go?
Right.
You go up? Do you get nicer? No, that's hard.
Yeah,
that's true. I don't like the houses that are the nicest on the shittiest block in my old neighborhood. We live the same neighborhood.
Yeah, we were neighbors growing up.
Oh, really?
Like around the corner neighbors.
Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Forever.
Yeah.
She'd pick me up and we would just coast around the neighborhood doing nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Smoking nothing.
Yeah.
okay. You know what's been kind of what I realized that's like kind of bothered me the other day?
What?
Okay, so I was at CVS like buying tampons, which is like a normal thing I do once a month, right? Like for the rest of my life or until I hit menopause. I like took them, I went to check out, and I was like sort of embarrassed. I was like, no one's seeing me like
in front of the mail
super pack. Yeah, like the male, even the woman, I don't feel that like
much kinship, you know, with her.
Well, I just don't feel.
She has to know.
Yeah, that bothered me that I like felt embarrassed, but I was thinking there like there should be a thing where you can like have a subscription, and then I realized there totally is.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard about this new thing. It's like Sustain tampons.
Yeah,
and basically they're like the organic, healthy tampon.
Yeah,
and
no, right. That's what I heard. They're like 100% cotton, and then it made me think like, what am I putting in my body?
Right.
I'm now just like sticking things in.
Right, isn't it weird? Like you wouldn't just like take a pill out of made out of like whatever. Right. And you let this thing sit inside you like for 5 days a month.
Exactly.
Like, ew. So gross. Right. So yeah, I mean I recently started using Sustain tampons. I've made the switch, I think.
Officially, it's a subscription, right?
It's a subscription. I mean, yeah, so I...
Do you feel, like, better?
I feel better, like, mentally because I know that it's better for me. It doesn't feel any different, like, than a regular, than, like, everything I've ever used in the past, but it does...
It's vagina-friendly.
Right. It's vagina-friendly, and I feel that I'm doing something good for myself so that, like, when I drink my green smoothie, like, I'm not completely counteracting all those effects by inserting a...
Like, something you don't know.
A chemical stick into myself.
Right, exactly. This one is...
Feel like old tampons are going to become the cigarettes of the next decade?
Maybe. But I do know that the Sustain is, like, 100% cotton. You can like just sort of sign up and they just send you it in the mail, which like makes a lot of sense. It doesn't answer the problem of why I was embarrassed, but that's like a bigger thing we can deal with.
Society,
later on.
Man.
So there's
no chemicals, which is like
Yeah.
Why go to Juice Press if you're just gonna
Right. So get your if anybody elsewhere. Wants to try it, you can get a free trial when you sign up at sustainnatural.com/betchespod. It's BETCHESPOD. And you can, you can try it, a free trial.
Yeah, and you'll see what it's like to have tampons delivered to your door.
And it's the vagina-free essential.
Yeah, it'll be good. No, seriously. I think in the future we'll all be doing this. It's like weird that it took so long. It
doesn't make any sense.
No sense.
But yeah, so that again, that's sustainnatural.com/betchespod for a free trial. Yeah.
We also play this thing called just what are your thoughts. It's not really that like crazy of a game. It's just like what are your thoughts on something so random. Okay, yeah. What are your thoughts on prenups?
Prenups. I don't have one. I think that it depends.
A prenup or a thought?
prenup. I think that, you know, it's always been a weird thing for me. Like if you're gonna get married, make sure you're getting married to somebody that you're that comfortable with, both with money and with love and with cleanliness and everything, you know? And if you're not 100% with that person, then just don't get married. But if you're getting married for the wrong reasons, then prenup all the way.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
Well, you have to be self-aware enough to realize that you're getting married for the wrong reasons. Yeah. To then realize, oh, I'm doing this for the wrong reasons. I should probably put in some security.
Here's the thing, though. Getting married is like, it's a contract, like
it's a
legal
business decision.
And when you make business decisions, you never like when you're like having your lawyer like draft contracts, you're like, oh yeah, I don't care about not getting out of this. Like he can take everything. Like it's not a big deal. We signed this because we liked each other.
Sure. Like, I think it also depends on your age. Like if you're young and you're then growing together, you know, I think then it's not as important. If you're on your second marriage and you got kids tuitions and you've started a business and the other person hasn't, then it probably then makes sense because this person is coming in as like a later on life companion. But
true. I feel like people email us about this a lot.
Right. But what about when like the financial situations are like very different? Like one person, okay, let's say like one person has like a lot of money or one person has like
person
a lot of earning potential.
Sure.
Or like, I don't know, or family money.
But here's the thing about prenups though, you can make, it's just like a contract that you can like make however you want.
Yeah,
like
true.
If you can say like if I made this
an airtight prenup.
The money that we made,
It's like anything you have going into it is yours. Anything we do together going forward, we're
Or you can be really shady and put all your money in your mother's name in a trust. Someone
do you know someone who did that?
I just, my friend was like an estate like lawyer, and she was like, this is how all of the people get out of it. And I was like,
get out of having a prenup to begin with. Oh yeah, I know someone who's doing that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's not her money anyway. It's her parents' money, and then she'll get it. But like, she can't get it.
Well, it's already then in a trust in the parents' name.
Right. I mean, I think she's also going to be the earner, probably more likely. Whatever.
All right.
Prenups. Some people should have them. Some people shouldn't.
Yeah. Exactly. Good answer.
Okay. Anyway. So is there anywhere we're going to see you, like any shows on Bravo besides Million Dollar Listing? I feel like I'm feeding you a question.
Yeah, we're actually doing a new show called Sell It Like Sirhint that is on Bravo.
Oh, cool.
And it is the most ridiculous show ever. It's very different for Bravo because it's like direct to camera. Most of Bravo reality shows are like as if the cameras aren't there.
Okay.
And so this is me every episode going into a job that's not real estate, working with a salesperson who's about to get fired and helping them sell better.
Oh, interesting.
Learn how to sell better. Everything from like selling magazines to kitchen cabinets to like, I just sold hot tubs in the Hamptons last week. I did body waxing memberships. That was a weird one. So it'll be very funny, but people actually learn a lot, and that will come out in April.
How about like selling advertising
sell
for Betches?
There you go. I could come in here. We could do an episode in here.
That would be so
awesome.
Fun.
We would totally do it.
What's like the top like tip in selling something?
The top tip in selling something?
Yeah, number one tip.
The number one tip is follow up, follow up, follow up all the time.
So harass, harass, harass.
Yeah, but with not like a car salesman. Most salespeople are like pushy, pushy, pushy car salesmen, or hey, this is what I have to offer, tour guide.
Right.
Right. And then it's about finding the middle ground. And
like
that's who the best
friend.
Salesmen are. They know when to push and they know when just to talk. And a lot of people just pick either or, and that's why they don't do well. But that show, Sell It Like Sirhint, will be on Bravo in April, and then across social media at Ryan Sirhint. Follow me, and I will see you all there.
Okay.
We're excited.
We're excited. That sounds good. Wait, when's it happening? Sorry,
April.
April.
And then Million Dollar Listing Season 7, we're shooting now, and it'll come out, I don't know, sometime April or May after my life is destroyed trying to sell these ridiculous properties for all these crazy people.
Well, good luck. Thank you for coming on our podcast.
Thanks for
everyone me. Follow at Betches to see, like, we're going to do behind the scenes and all that. Ryan's going to play some pranks on our employees.
Oh, no.
Get excited.
Yeah. Be sure to follow Ryan Sirhint and email us, slapped@betches.com.
We never remember our email.
Oh, good.
slapped@betches.com for more advice or feedback, or just like tell us how much you love us.
And then tell all of your friends to rate our podcast 5 stars, even if you hate it, because you're just amazing.
And comment how much you love us, even if you hate us.
Comment how much you love us, or comment how much you hate us, just rate us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.